Christians in the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk are living in fear following a weekend attack on two Christian homes there. Gunmen broke into the houses Sunday, shooting two women and a man. More than 600 people, Muslims and Christians, turned out for funerals Monday for the three victims. Lydia O'Kane has more.
These latest attacks on the dwindling Christian community has left it frightened and also worried about fears of reprisals. The motives behind the attacks remain unclear, but police in Kirkuk say the slayings appear to be an attempt by al-Qaeda to spark sectarian clashes or scare away the more than 10,000 Christians remaining around the city.
During the funerals, the church was full by Muslims, the governor, the mayor, the head of police, of the army, the sheikhs of tribes, and also the imams. And all of them, they condemned such attacks against innocent Christians.
Archbishop of Kirkuk, Louis Sacco, who condemned the killings, says he's received support from other religious denominations.
After the funeral, they gave speeches about that, the unity and harmony of all groups in the city. And also I asked Muslims, Shi'i and Sunni and other ethnic groups to be united, and to be united and to protect each other in the same neighborhood. I hope that will work.
Is everything being done to catch the people responsible for these killings?
We don't have any proofs about who is behind that. So the purpose is not sectarian, but it is much, much more to create a context of fear. Security is a fruit of the policy. And the political leaders in Iraq, they didn't benefit of an improvement of security 2 weeks ago to build among them, the trust and also a real reconciliation. And such division has an echo, a consequence. Upon people and the streets. I think what we need is also Iraqi leaders should sit around a table and discuss in a civilized way, not to threat each other or provoking with their speeches or calling for violence and taking revenge. I asked the police to look after the criminals and to see who they are and also to assure the population of Kirkuk, not only Christians, to stay and to be peace, not to be afraid. And during also the homily, during the funeral, I called Christians to have patience and also courage to stay, not to be terrified or afraid. This is our city. We have to stay and to continue our relations with the other groups in Kirkuk and also to witness our Christian values.
In light of the murders, round-the-clock security patrols and checkpoints have been increased around Christian areas in the country, including the city of Mosul, which has faced the brunt of attacks, including a string of bombings and execution-style slayings in late 2008, blamed on Sunni insurgents. Iraq's Christians, who numbered about 1 million in the early 80s, are now estimated at about half that as families flee warfare and extremist attacks that target their churches and homes. I'm Lydia O'Kane.